My name is William Pacwa. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 1st, 2017. I'm speaking with Sandra Pacwa, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Gallatin, Tennessee. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I guess I was a little rambunctious child. I liked to talk a lot. So therefore, I probably got in trouble a little bit more than really what I should have. But I was a happy child. I had a great childhood. My parents were really, really good parents. And I enjoyed my childhood. It was fun. When I was younger, I loved playing with my brother outside, and we used to play army, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun growing up here in Sumner County. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Yep.
Can you tell me more about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
Well, I don't know my great grandparents, but my grandparents on my dad's side were farmers, and they, when my parents moved to Hendersonville, my grandparents, they moved them to a place in White House. And we used to go visit them every Sunday when I was a child. And so I got to get to know them pretty good. They were very nice people. They were farmers. And they sold their farm and lived out the remainder of their life there in White House. And then on my mother's side, she came from a divorced family, and I was very, very close with my grandmother, my mother's mother.
What was her name?
Mary. Her name was Mary, and she let everyone know that I was her favorite, even her kids. So we were very, very close. I could talk to her. I remember spending summers with her, and when I'd wake up, I would go find out where she was, and we would just sit and talk. We could just talk for hours. And so she was a very important person in my life. And we would visit my grandfather, my mother's father, every now and then, but he had remarried, and so we didn't really feel that comfortable. He was a nice man. I enjoyed it. Visiting, but I really can't say that I really know him that well. Not like my grandmother.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Well, I have a lot of memories of you, but my favorite memory would have to be when we were driving to the beach after your daddy came home from being in Afghanistan. We all, as a family, went to the beach. And we stopped and got ice cream cones. And this was the first time that you ever had ice cream. And the look on your face, it was just priceless. It was amazing. And so we just loved watching you about the expression that you had is just amazing. That one I cherish a lot.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, I guess I would have to say that difficult moment in my life would be that I can't count the many times that your father, since the war started, how many times he's been deployed. That, and the, it's difficult because you're away, he's in a dangerous place, but then you have two small kids and a business that you have to maintain, and so everything gets amped up when he's away. You have to perform at a certain level because you have to be there for your kids, and then also there for my business, my patients. So it was difficult because, you know, here I was working and then taking care of two little ones, and it was just really difficult, and, you know, so you have to worry. So he, like I said, I can't count, it's over 20, I lost count, and many times of the deployments, he would go away for 3 months at a time and come back. And then again, when you were, I guess, when you turned one, he was away. He had been deployed for a whole year. And I was afraid that when he came back, you wouldn't even recognize him. But you did. I mean, you came, went right to him when he came home, and everything was great. But, and more recently, he's retired now, but you see that a lot of times I think I lived in denial because you just don't want to think about the danger or anything like that. You know, you just want to trust in God and know that he's very, very good at what he does, and that he's going to be okay. But here now, you know, you see the effects of that. You know, recently, your sister, since she's away at college, I read her, I was cleaning out her room, and she had her little bitty diary when she was little, and I opened it up, and I can read a little bit in there of the stress that it even caused her as a little girl. In first or second grade, you can tell that it's affected the family, the many deployments, the stress and worry about daddy if he's, you know, coming home. And so that's very stressful. And then with him now, you notice certain things that, you know, he sits and stares. You might not, you know, think that he might have a little bit of a post-traumatic stress disorder for everything that he's seen. I don't know, but it's all good. It's turned out really well. He's made the military a great career, and now he's on to a great second career. And so it's all good. Y'all are good kids, and so it's not been so bad. So
can you tell me more about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
Well, for me personally, I would have to say that I looked up to a mentor I used to work with. And he I wanted to be like him. He was very into fitness. He was healthy. He had a great business. So much it shaped my life that I wanted to do what he did. So I went off to school and became a chiropractor. So he was a great influence in my life. And then once I got out, graduated, there was another person that I worked with that influenced me a great deal, and And I went and opened my my own business. You know, I had the stress and the struggle of that. It's a very successful business. That's what I would say. Those two people were the biggest influence. It changed my life for good cause.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
I have to say my second grade teacher, she was a great influence. She was such a great teacher. And I really liked her a lot because my first grade teacher, she just traumatized me. My first grade teacher, she was, I guess we were all painting. It was our day to paint. And so we had these easels, and so we were painting. And I accidentally spilt some paint on the floor, and she just came over and was just so mean to me, shook me actually. And why did you spill this paint? So that traumatized me. And so I wasn't, after that, I mean, I don't, and then I had to stay in through lunch to clean it up, you know, and so that wasn't a very good experience. But so then my second grade teacher, she took a lot of interest in me and really made me feel, you know, accepted, you know, and so so I think that's good when teachers do that. They make you feel like you're a special person, and I think that makes you want to do more, you know. I know it did for me. And then when I was in middle school, and my science teacher, she took an extra interest, and I excelled in her class. It made me really love science, you know. And unfortunately, I avoided math. You know, unfortunately, girls, I don't know, I just avoided math, you know, because math scared me. It wasn't until I was in college and I had an excellent math teacher that I would even excel, or thought that I had the confidence to do math. And he needed to win some awards. He was that good. It was so different. And you know, I made A's on every single test that he gave. But I think it's important you can just tell when someone loves what they do. And it just shows in the classroom, you know, especially, you know. And with him, it was just, he just made math fun, and I loved it. And I went on to take other math courses, you know, not thinking that I could. So I think that would be really important.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would have to say, be more confident in yourself. Believe in yourself. You know, that's what I would, that you can do, even though I wasn't a very good high school student, you know. As far as grade, I was a good girl, but just the grade wise, I went to a public school, and I have to really take any books home. I didn't really have homework, and I was very laxed about it. So therefore I didn't really have that confidence, to go to college. So, but I knew that I wanted to, and I knew I wanted to make something out of myself. So, I did, but it was a struggle for me. So I would definitely, you know, as a female, I would just give confidence and to know that you can accomplish something, and the hard work that you put into something, you can reap the rewards from it, and that's very gratifying. I think that's what I would give myself as a young teenage girl, is know that you can do it. You know, you can do it.
Can you tell me about one or two people that have remembered who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Well, I can remember people being nice to me is I used to, when I was a teenager, I babysat for a lady in the neighborhood, and she was really, really kind to me, very, very nice, and it was recently that I ran into her, not too long ago, after not seeing her for years and years, and so I was very excited to see her, and I did get a chance to tell her, you know, thank her for, you know, being kind to me, but also trusting me with her new infant, you know, and so that I would just say thank you to her, you know.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you, who shaped who you are today? Are there any negative ones?
I'd have to say that, I guess, growing up, my father was particularly very strict and very hard on me. And so I guess more so than my brother. So I would have to say that even like when we grew up, so I think that made me more vocal to say what was on my mind, because he and I didn't really quite see eye to eye on things. So that would probably be the one thing that I would, I don't know if it would be a negative or a positive. I think I took it as a positive, because it did make me stronger, stronger of a person, because he was so tough.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
My mother. I miss her so much. I'd give anything to for one more hug, one more kiss, a conversation. I find myself now, even though I just recently lost my father, and there's times where I wish that I could call or see, you know, I'd be driving around town and doing my errands and thinking, well, I need to go over there and check on them, you know, but so I miss them both dearly, But yeah, it's, you don't really realize how much you miss someone until you lose them. And sometimes you don't really think about the times that you may have taken for granted. I tell my cousins now, it's like, look, you know, be with them all the time. I mean, as much as you can, because when they're gone, you can't never get that back. And even though you know that they're with you spiritually, you just would love to have one more hug or conversation. So that would be a miss, because we were very, very close. My mother and I were very close.
What are you most grateful for?
My family. We have a, since we come from a military family, we're an extra close-knit family. And so I'm very grateful for my kids. And that, I think I've done a very good job with both of them. They turn out to be pretty good people. And that's what I'm most grateful for.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
Oh, I hope that, I want you to be successful. I want you to go to the college that you want to go and do good there and have a good life, and then graduate and find someone that is, I've always prayed for you to find a good spouse, a supportive spouse, because that means a lot. And when you have kids, and I want to be around a lot. So I'm trying to do the things that I need to do so that I can be around to help you guys when that time comes.
Do you have any regrets?
The only regret is not going to college right after high school. I worked for a couple of years. That kind of got me behind, you know, but I would have done things differently. I would have been a better high school student, a better student grade-wise, and figured out what I wanted to do really early, because I didn't figure that out quite, you know, early enough. But yeah, that's the only regret, probably. But everything else turned out very, very nice.
How would you like to be remembered?
A good, honest, caring person is how I would like to be remembered. That did things the right way, and good, honest person. That's what I'd like to be remembered as. Cool.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you're very young? When you're young?
Oh. Well, I guess the, my husband, I guess, I'm very fortunate that I married someone that is, I guess, my soulmate. As cliche as that sounds, he is. And I'm very fortunate about that and happy that it's been a great marriage. And then my kids, the joy of that. And you never realize the joy, how much joy you get from having kids. So that would be the most. So.
All right. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, son. I hope I've helped.